As Far As He Could Throw Him, written by Mitrill, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Dean came back to the motel, clutching a Taco Bell bag, to find the trickster sitting on Sam's bed, exactly as if he was welcome there. Dean dropped the bag and pulled out his knife, not that it would do any good. "What the fuck are you doing here? Where's Sam?" His mind was racing, trying to figure out what had happened. The trickster could have put Sam in a time loop again, or a reality he'd created. The trickster smirked. "Relax, Dino. Sam's fine." And at that moment Dean noticed that the shower was running, just as it cut off. A moment later Sam came out of the bathroom, wearing only a towel. He froze, staring from Dean to the trickster, and then back to Dean. Dean didn't miss the way the trickster's eyes raked over Sam's body, or the fact that Sam was flushed with more than the hot water. He crossed his arms and glared at his brother. "Well?" "Dean, I can explain," Sam protested, earnestness thick in his voice.
"Go on then, explain," Dean growled.
"What is he?" He jerked his thumb at the trickster, who was leaning against the wall, hands behind his head, as if this was prime entertainment. "Doing here?" Sam's eyes flicked to the trickster in a mute appeal for aid, and Dean's blood boiled. "Don't look at me," he drawled. Sam scrubbed a hand over his face. "Get out, Gabriel."
"But..."
"Get out," Sam repeated, steel creeping into his tone. And the trickster, much to Dean's surprise, vanished without another word.
"The fuck, Sam?" Dean demanded, waving a hand at where he'd been.
"Dean, can I at least get dressed before we have this conversation?"
"Fine," he snapped, and went to pick up the bag from the floor. Good thing he'd only ordered soft tacos.
When Sam was dressed, he glared at him again. "What was the trickster doing here, Sam?"
"He came to see me," Sam mumbled, staring at the floor.
"Why would he want to see you? More to the point, why would you want to see him? In case you've forgotten, last time we met he trapped us in TV land, and before that he forced you to watch me die over and over." Sam winced at that.
"I haven't forgotten, Dean. I just..."
"Just what?" Dean demanded, but Sam didn't answer.
"Why was the trickster here?" Dean repeated, fully ready to keep doing so until he got an answer.
"I asked him here," Sam muttered, and Dean gaped.
"What? For the love of God, Sammy, why?"
Then he remembered how the trickster had looked at Sam, and it clicked. "Oh no, oh hell no, Sammy, you are not fucking the trickster."
"It's not any of your business, Dean," Sam retorted.
"It is my damn business. He's completely untrustworthy. Wants us to become meat puppets, and you're screwing him? How long has this been going on?"
"Almost 2 months," Sam whispered, averting his eyes again.
2 months! 2 months! You've been fucking the trickster for 2 months! His name is Gabriel," Sam yelled, now glaring at Dean in turn. "He's the trickster. I don't care what he was before, he's the trickster."
"Like you can talk, Dean. I've seen the way you look at Cass."
Dean felt the blood drain out of his face, and he stalked out of the motel, slamming the door behind him, ignoring Sam's pleas for him to wait. Dean roared down the road in the Impala, at speed sure to get him ticketed, spoiling for a fight blaring from the tape deck. Who said Sam could bring Cass into this? At least Cass was trustworthy, not that Dean thought about him that way anyway. And it didn't matter that for months he'd been trying to ignore dreams of stripping Cass off that damn suit and tie, feeling him right underneath him. It didn't matter, because even if Dean wanted to do something like that with Cass, and he didn't, and even if Cass was interested too, which didn't matter because Dean didn't think about him that way, at least he knew Cass wouldn't jerk him around for his own sick amusement.
How can Sam ignore everything that fucker's done? Everything he put us through? Dean fumed as the tape switched over to some kind of monster. He'd think the psychological anguish Sam had gone through seeing him die day after day would be enough that he'd hate the trickster as much as Dean did. But no, he'd been fucking him for 2 whole months, and Dean hadn't had a fucking clue. In exasperation, he pulled over at the diner, even though he wasn't really hungry. On impulse, he pulled out his phone. He wanted to talk to Cass. If anyone would know why Sam had suddenly gone insane, he would. And even if he didn't have anything useful to say, he could at least listen to Dean rant. "Hello? Cass, I need to talk." "What happened? Where are you?" "Cindy's, in Fort Wayne." Cass appeared next to the car. Dean got out, still fuming. "Dean, what's wrong?" "The trickster," Dean growled. A slight furrow appeared between Castiel's brows. "Gabriel? What's he done now?" "He's been sleeping with Sam for 2 months." Cass's eyes widened slightly. "Why?" "Hell if I know," Dean growled. "Come on inside." When they were seated, Dean told Cass what had happened, leaving out Sam's last comment. "So I left, before I punched him." Cass looked vaguely troubled. "I don't know what to make of this." "Neither do I. I mean, he's the trickster." "He wasn't always," Cass said softly. "Yeah, I forgot. You knew him. What's his deal?" "Gabriel was the chief of the 4 favored angels, Cass began. "He was God's messenger. He helped Daniel interpret his visions, foretold the birth of Christ and John the Baptist, and revealed the Quran to Muhammad." "Wait, Muhammad?" Dean demanded, and Castiel nodded. "I thought he was an angel."
"He is."
"Was."
"Is."
Castiel paused in confusion, then continued. "The archangels aren't only revered in Christianity."
"Huh,"
Dean mused. "He was the spirit of truth and the angel of judgment." "Gabriel's horn," Dean muttered. "Probably why he goes after people who've done something wrong." Castiel nodded. "He was splendid. His wings were edged with fire, and when he flew, there was a noise of thunder."
"So what happened?" Dean demanded. "I mean, I know he left, but why'd he turn into the trickster?"
Castiel shrugged. "I don't trust him. I don't trust him, and I don't know why Sam does."
"I don't think he would actually hurt Sam," Castiel said slowly. "He tends to act in enlightened self-interest, and right now he's interested in Sam."
"And when he loses interest?" Dean demanded. Castiel shrugged again.
"I don't know."
"Great. Just great." Dean tore savagely into his meatloaf, imagining it with the trickster's face. They didn't talk much after that, and when they'd finished, Dean sighed. "I guess I'd better go talk to Sam." When he got back to the motel, Sam was on his laptop. He ignored him. "Sam, I don't want to talk to you, Dean," Sam said, his eyes still fixed on the screen.
"Sam, I'm just worried about you."
Sam exploded out of the chair and whirled to face him. "I can take care of myself, Dean."
"Oh yeah, you were just fine the 4 months I was in hell," Dean thought, but didn't say it.
"He's the trickster. He can't be trusted."
"He's changed, Dean. I think he might even be willing to help."
Dean snorted. "All he wants is for the world to end. He wants you to say yes to Lucifer."
"No, he thinks I'm going to say yes to Lucifer. But screw destiny or fate or whatever the fuck this is supposed to be. It's not gonna happen."
"Sam, just be careful, okay?" Dean pleaded. Sam nodded. "I don't think he's going to be around much anymore anyway," he said. and looked so miserable at the thought that Dean felt a pang of guilt despite himself. Well, if he does come back, just watch yourself, Sammy, okay? I don't want to have to gank an archangel. Sam smiled briefly at that. Okay, I will.